felt a cleaving in my mind as if my brain had split. I tried to match it seam by seam, but could not make them fit. The thought behind I strove to join unto the thought before, but sequence traveled out of sound like balls upon a floor. These words are inscribed in the sculpture entitled Thread Man, crafted by Leslie Dill. What do these words mean? What do they have to do with the creature coming out of the poem? The words of the sculpture are made from wire bent and twisted into barely legible letters and words comparable to my own handwriting. I like the thread figure coming out of the poem, which is why I like this piece. The thread being has the word souls written inside of its head, but what does that mean? Does it imply that it is a soul, or that it wants a soul? And the writing, is it just describing some kind of physical pain, or is it more than that? The words in this sculpture are actually quoted from a poem by Emily Dickinson. Leslie Dill loved Dickinson's poetry and has used it in many of her artworks, including sculptures, drawing, photography, and even opera. Her art often depicts language, the human form, the senses, and the way they come together. Dill, who lives in Brooklyn, New York, earned an English degree before becoming an artist. This may be why she uses poetry in so many of her pieces. I found this work to be both thought-provoking and visually appealing. Thread Man, in particular, is a work of art that is definitely worth examining because of its mysteriousness. I think that it is a metaphor for all the pain that one experiences throughout life, and how every soul eventually withers away. But, as with all works of art, its meaning could be interpreted in many ways. This has been Zach with another Bulldog Podcast.